As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live again at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth here until 6 o'clock. Let's talk to Grant McCauley. And Grant, let's waste no time, as they have just started up a Corvette Z06 right next to us.
Torch red with just low miles, Carl, right for you, 2025.
Yeah, it's nice. Grant, give me your impressions on what went down last night and how you think this may help our team.
Well, I think it's trying to find ways to make adjustments where you can. I think we all know that, you know, late May, early June is not the time you're going to be making the biggest impact trades of the season. That being said, I think the Braves certainly could use some pieces when the time is right. But I think they also recognize that clearly they're not performing the way that they need to. So the question you have to ask yourself, I think, and the question I believe that they did, was what ways can we adjust? And I think that we saw several moments in time where sends from third base were just a bridge too far. And the one for Ronald Acuna Jr. on Friday night, I think, was probably the one that really brought it full circle, because he would have been out by 20, 25 feet at home plate. Not to mention, Ronald Acuna Jr. just came back from a major knee injury, so let's not necessarily test the bounds of what he's physically capable of in the first week or two. But look, I want to say this. Freddie Gonzalez, I think, and Brian Snitker have a very special relationship and friendship that I don't think people might recognize, because one guy got fired, the other guy got his job. But that's not the way they view it. They've been in the organization together and grown up in baseball, spent a lot of time in baseball together for a very long time. I think that this is the kind of move you can make with somebody that you trust can get the job done and has the requisite amount of experience to do it. All of that being said, they still like a lot about what Matt Tuiasosopo has to offer, but it just didn't seem to be the right role for him. He will remain in the organization as a minor league field coordinator that they didn't have previously. So they like you a lot if they create a position for you, I guess, to kind of bring the whole thing home. It was just making an adjustment where you can. It's not the final thing. It's not the culprit for why the club hasn't been able to perform just yet, but it, right, I think, was a necessary change at this point.
And Grant, I mean, all the points are valid. It's just, you know, how the fans react. You know, to me, as a Braves fan, I saw the stuff you put on social media. They're not setting Freddie Gonzalez up as manager in waiting, which I think would be a big mistake. I think you've got to go outside the organization. But when Snitker does step down, if he does step down, because Grant, the way I was led to believe this, his contract is up at the end of this season, correct?
Yes.
So he's kind of a lame duck. So is it a fait accompli that this is Snitker's last season?
I don't know that it is. I mean, I would say, and this may not be the odds you want to hear, but it's a 50-50 proposition, right? I mean, if he does decide that this is it, and his 49th year with the Braves is the year that he's kind of ready to transition into doing something else and getting off the road and all those things, it'd be perfectly valid, and I can understand it. If they decide that him being back for another season is something that they want to do, I don't think it'd be very difficult for these two sides to get together on another deal, because when you look at Brian Snitker's contracts over the years, they typically are done, what, a couple years at a time? And, you know, maybe you add a year to it. It's not like they're handing him a 5 or 6 or 7 year deal and saying, you're our long-term manager in that regard. So it's kind of a unique situation in a lot of ways. And I know we could probably talk about it for a lot of time and a lot of different angles of it, but whoever is the next manager of the Atlanta Braves, I don't know if it's Walt Weiss. I don't know if it's outside the organization. I don't know if you want to go the youth route with somebody who's maybe not too long outside of their playing career. That's been a real trend across baseball for a number of years, but I don't think those are conversations that are really picking up a lot of steam right now. Alex revealed it last night. He had never made a coaching change in season in his entire time as a general manager dating back to 2014. I certainly don't see them making a managerial change before the year is over. Whether or not people want to hear that and accept that and live with that is something we all have to kind of use our own barometer for. But I really just don't think it's look at the coaching staff, and that's the reason why the team hasn't been able to hit. Ultimately, the players have got to perform, and that has been the thing that just hasn't been clicking, hasn't been working, especially offensively.
Alex talked about the run differential. It's real. It may be a nerdy conversation for some, but you know, the reality is you win one-run games in this league, and you win a lot of games. When you don't, you're the Braves, and that's what's happened here early on. Talk about that run differential and the difference between where we've been and where we are right now, Grant.
Yeah, and I got into this pretty deep on From the Diamond this past weekend. So if you want to find that, where we get your podcast, the Odyssey app, it's all there for you. Long form conversation about it. But the Braves had 9 one-run losses in the month of May. So it is entirely feasible that had they been able to score, 15 to 20 more runs last month, that they could have picked up as many as 9 more wins. I mean, that's the amount of close games that they were in. And I'm not, and just 15 more runs a month sound like a lot? Because to me, it doesn't. I mean, that's about 0.5 runs per game. And that's kind of where the space that they've been living in is. And Brian Snitker's talked about this, and I think it's true. There has been almost no margin for error for the pitching staff. The Braves had the second best ERA in Major League Baseball last month, and they were 13-14. And 9 of those 14 losses by one run. That goes back to the point of the run differential. Pitching's keeping you in the game. Offense has not been able to find the hits and the runners in scoring position. And I'll throw another stat out there that I shared on social media. These guys hit no three-run homers in the entire month of May and haven't hit one in 34 games. And they had one home run with a runner in scoring position. And that didn't come until the 29th of May. I know we're not homers or bust, but that's a crazy thing for me. And I've watched baseball my whole life. That's one of the craziest stats I've ever pulled.
Well, we kind of trend towards homers or bust. I mean, that's kind of been the mission. I don't think we can pivot. We can't pivot and manufacture runs. We're not built for that either. So, I mean, it's Earl Weaver. It's Bobby Cox. You got to get that home run thing going. That's why 23 was sublime, and it seems like ancient history. Real quick, Grant, because, you know, you do have the trade deadline, but as Carl brought up a great point, will there ever be a line in the sand where the Braves say, we're not reinvesting in this team this year because it just doesn't pass the eye test and it's not getting better?
No, if it doesn't get better, I think you have a series of different conversations around the deadline. If they're hovering around 500, which is a couple games above, a couple games below, and they feel like a wild card is manageable, they're not going to make wholesale changes to this club and start just, you know, breaking down all the parts and having a fire sale. That I just don't foresee being the case. They've got a couple guys on one-year deals that maybe are the final years of their deals that maybe you can look at moving. But again, it all depends on the context of where they are at that time. And I don't really think that they have allowed themselves to start thinking that way because that's not where they want to be in 2 months. And that might sound kind of ridiculous that they're not, the players certainly aren't thinking about it. Let me put it that way. They're not thinking about being sellers. And I don't think the front office is giving it a lot of thought yet either. So we'll find out as it gets closer. And ultimately, there's a lot of baseball between now and the 31st of July when we will have a much better indication of what this club is.
Let's talk about the D-backs tonight and kind of hone in on what to expect. It's going to be a good series, but, you know, this is a team, again, 28-31. They're right there where we are. Let's talk about this squad that we're going to face over the next few days.
Yeah, it's a club that's exactly, as you said, Carl, kind of in that similar place where they had big aspirations of getting themselves back to October. They've been a good competitive club for a few years now. Obviously, the World Series appearance being the, you know, the chief among the things that they've been able to do. They've got some really nice players, but they're coming in with a similar record, and they just lost the ace of their pitching staff, Corbin Burnes, to the disabled list, or the injured list, as we call it now. That, who knows how long he'll be out. That's an elbow issue. They haven't really been able to hit. They certainly haven't been able to pitch the way they've wanted to. Zach Gallen, who I believe is on the mound tonight, has had a really tough time, just a bad season thus far, and he'll be opposing Spencer Strider, who will be looking to take that next step. and maybe this Arizona team, which was pretty tough on them out in Arizona, out at their ballpark, maybe right. being on the road will kind of neutralize a little bit of that, and Strider can take another step in the right direction.
Brandon Godden was on with us earlier. He says there's been some sort of, I don't call them come to Jesus moments or some heated discussions internally. Have you heard that too amongst the players?
I mean, I would expect that there have been some conversations that have gone on that we haven't been privy to, but that would not surprise me at all. There wasn't a lot of talk of it today, obviously, with the coaching change, though, but it would seem to check out that if you're making changes like this, everybody's talking about a lot of different things, and nobody's happy with where they are. I talked to Eli White for quite a while, and he said, look, I mean, we're all aware of where we are. We're all trying to put in the work to get out of this thing, and there's not one person in here that's happy about it. So I don't right. see this club as one that's not having the right conversations at this point because, you know, it's early until it's not, and I think the Braves are aware of that.
I mean, my first reaction, Grant, was here's another sacrificial lamb. It's window dressing. But does this resonate, speaking of the clubhouse, do guys go, oh, crap, we just got Matt Gott, or Matt Gott got because he just wasn't a good third base coach?
I think it's probably the latter. And, you know, there's a lot of respect for him, again, from Brian Snitker said it was one of the most difficult conversations he's ever had to just basically say, hey, this is just not working. And it wasn't that he's just the wrong guy, per se. Just some things don't click and they don't work. And they're glad they were able to keep him around in the organization. But everybody can recognize the symptoms of not playing up to their level. I mean, if we're talking about, okay, well, the third base coach had some bad sins and some one-run games and some games we lost and we just can't afford to have that liability anymore, that should speak directly to the fact that the offense hasn't been able to provide enough for the pitching staff to have a comfortable lead where those kind of mistakes, if you're winning, it cures a lot of ills. But right now, I just don't think they could overlook it anymore.
Grant, great job. We'll see how this team responds, if they respond in this series. And Strider tonight, by the way, does he give us a quality start?
Hopefully so. I mean, I know he wants to get beyond that fifth inning. He doesn't want to be a five-and-dive guy. Looked better at times in Philly. Just needs to be able to carry that velocity and still honing the command. I think those are the keys for Strider to have a good start against Arizona tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley, guys. And as we've discussed this, Mike, about the Braves and what this is going to look like and where they are, again, this was total response. This move was in total response to fans saying, what's going on with our team and why are we not doing enough? And so this is one of the answers they felt like that hopefully will help us. I don't know what helps us at the plate.
Yeah, and it's tough because, as we said, nothing against Freddy Gonzalez. He's a great guy, but he's a mediocre manager. Folks just kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, this is going to be the thing that turns it around? We forgot about the Acuna play. I was thinking of the Matt Olson play where he sent Matt Olson in a situation. But, yeah, that Acuna was brutal too. Either way.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guy gets, it's like he got fired. He got demoted. He's down in the minors. I just wonder if that does that matter to a guy on this Braves team who's scuffling right now? He's worried about his own thing, let alone the third base coach. Or do you say, hey, let's redouble an effort and win one for World Two-Ass Sopa?
I don't know. We're going to find out. If they come out hitting and all of a sudden they're scoring a lot of runs, maybe this works. Hey, man, we're coming back. Breaking news in the NBA. We'll talk about that and more next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.